We got to today's daf is daf hey. We got to the bottom of Dalet Amud Beis, four lines up from the bottom. The first wide line down. The last two words is V'nazir Olam. So the Gemara says V'nazir Olam Hechiksiv. So we were talking about the concept of Nazir Olam versus Nazir Shimshon. We said there were two differences between the two of them. So the Gemara wants to know now the Nazir Olam Hechiksiv. Where exactly is there a source of this concept of the Nazir Olam? We know Nazir exists from the Pesukim and Nasa, but what about Nazir Olam? He asks it could be an eternal Nazir. So the Gemara says Ksiv, rather Hechiksiv. Ditanya Rebbe Omer. Rebbe says that Avshalom Nazir Olam Hayon. Avshalom was a Nazir Olam. Shinemar, how do we know this? The Pasuk says, the Pasuk is found in Shoftim, Yidalad, Vayihi, Miketz, Arbaim, Shana. It was after 40 years have passed. Vayomar Avshalom, El HaMelech, Avshalom says to the king, El Chanav, Hashem es Nidarai. Let me go and I'm going to pay my neder. Asher Nidarti Lashem, that I had taken to Hashem, Bechevron, that I made when I was in Chevron. Let me fulfill that and complete that nether. Umegalech Echad L'Shem Asar Chodesh. And he shaved once every 12 months. That's all part of the pasuk. No, it's not. Sorry, bechevron. And then, how do we see megaleach? Oh, so bechevron, probably comma. Umegaleach echad l'shem asar chodesh. And such nazir olam would be able to take. And I guess Avshalom, he had shaved and cut his hair once every year, as another pasuk says in Shmuel. And it was after days to the days. Literally, that's what it means. We'll see what the drash is in a moment. Going on to now, Hayamun Aleph, the Yalef Yamim Yamim Mibate Arichoma. We have a Gezer Shava. It says Yamim by Avshalom, taking the Zeris. It says Yamim by Bate Arichoma. We'll read what that means in a second. So, Ma Hasim Yud Beis Chodesh, Avkan Yud Beis Chodesh. So, when Avshalom said that Vahim Miketz Yamim, what does it mean Yamim? It was the end of 12 months period. And that's a Gezer Shava. So, what's going on here? So, let's see. Look at the bottom Tosis for a second on Dalam and Beis. He says, The second Tosos, it says, V'nazir olam hechiksiv. The question the Gemara is, says Tosos, Kulomar shemuti lahaka. How do you know that you could lighten the hair, cut the hair short, when you're nazir olam? Umaisi me'avshalom, shaya mekel lamar kadishlai, lamar kadishlai, and they bring a raya from Avshalom. Next Tosos says, as nidarai ashen adarti, Avshalom was telling the king that he wanted to fulfill his nether. V'stam nether mashvalei nazir. So stam nether apparently means naziris, even though it doesn't say nazir. Nether means naziris when you see it stam. V'od, moreover, achash lo hayo megalech ela miyamil yamim, after the fact that we've seen another pasuk, he only shaved every so often, which we learn to be is 12 months, mashma shehichbid olav saro michad naziris nether. So the implicit question Tosos asks is, how in the world do you know that the nether that he was referring to is a nazir? So he says, firstly, whenever nether appears alone, that means nazir. And number two is, since he's talking about how he would shave his hair not so often, would indicate his nether have to do with hair, meaning naziris. Fine. So anyways, we end up learning that he cut his hair every 12 months from this Gzer Shav of Bate Arechoma, which is dinim of having to redeem. A person sells his property. These are sugyas in Erechin and Psukim, the end of... I think it's Bahar B'chukosai, those psukim, that a person sells his property in Eretz Yisrael, needs some money, he's allowed to redeem them within 12 months. If he doesn't redeem them within 12 months, then the purchaser keeps it forever. I think those are the basic halachas of it, until Yovel, maybe. Okay, the Gemara now says two lines from the top of Haman, Aleph, Rabbi Nehurai, Omer, Migalech, Achash, L'shoshim Yom. He argued it wasn't once every 12 months, actually once every 30 days. Once a month, the person's allowed to cut his hair when being a Nazir Olam. Rabbi Yossi Omer Megalech Meir of Shabbos Leir of Shabbos. You have every week. You could do it every Friday, which is a bit wild because that's certainly not the minhag of a regular person. One would think certainly not the case for Nazir Olam. How do we know this? Says Rabbi Yossi. Shekein Matinu Bevnei Vlachim Shemegalechim Meir of Shabbos Leir of Shabbos. So we find that the kings, the princes, the kings would get a haircut every single day. The princes would get one every week. So therefore, why is a Nazir Olam going to be the same category as a Bnei Vlachim though?
Unless being a prince over a Trump being a Nazir Olam, when it came to hair.
Maybe because Avshalom was a Bnei Melachim.
Well, maybe that's just Rabbi Yossi. You know, that's his.
But so then the question is, how could we learn from Avshalom? We can't learn from Avshalom then to other Nazir Olams. I mean, if he's being unique because he was a Bnei Melach, he's a son of Shaul, so then we can't learn from him. mean, the way it says here is just like Avshalom would cut his hair from week to week, which is what the princes would do, so too a Nazir Olam would be allowed to. Meaning, if Avshalom wouldn't be allowed to do that as a Nazir Olam, so it wouldn't trump the fact that he's a prince, wouldn't trump the fact that he's a Nazir Olam. So it must be that Nazir Olam is allowed to cut his hair every week. Okay, so those are the three basic opinions here, whether it's once a year, once a month, or once a week, particularly Erev Shabbos. So the Gemara now wants to know, my time with the Rebbe, what was the reason for Rebbe that he learned, he was the first opinion, I think, here, who learned 12 months? Is that what we're going back on? No, that Rebbe doesn't say that.
Yeah, I think that's right.
Yeah?
Yeah, the very beginning of when we started
today. Ah, Rebbe Omer, okay. Fine. So what was the basis for Rebbe's understanding of learning 12 months? My time, the Rebbe Yalef mibate arichoma. He had the gzer sheva, like we said. It said yamim by Avshalom. It says yamim by bate arichoma. Bate arichoma is 12 months. So to Nazir Olam is 12 months. Gemara challenges this drash of how Rebbe hu damar ein yamim pchusim mishnayim. Whenever the word appears as yamim, says Rebbe, that always means two. It's no less than two. It's at least two, but doesn't mean why are you going to jump from two all the way to 12 months? We know it's certainly not one. It's definitely at least 2 days, but to assume it means 12 months, so ha'gzer shava mishim kovid gamir, u'bishnei yamim leka kovid. So the gzer shava that we have is being learned out because of the heaviness of the hair growing long. And in 2 days, it's certainly not going to be long hair. So therefore, they have to find another source, another place of yamim, where yamim actually indicates where the hair grows long, and they found the pasuk by bat erechoma, which means 12 months. Now this, by the way, this line of thinking, we mentioned this past in different types of gzer shavas we have out there. Sometimes it's a gzer shava that we know there's a sur mesorah to a gzer shava, but not every part of the gzer shava is a mesorah. So it sounds like from here, they had a certain mesorah of a gzer shava, that how long the Nazir grows his hair to some source. Now it's up to the Chacham to figure out which source is, where the other Gzer Shav is. It says Yamim by Avshalom. There's another Yamim somewhere in the Torah. Now they also were told by this Gzer Shav, it has to be Gzer Shav that's going to teach me how the hair gets long enough to cut the hair. So it can't be Yamim means two, because that's not long enough, so it must be the Yamim that exists by Bat Erechoma is the other end of the Gzer Shav. Okay, then the Gemara says, wait a second, so why do you say a year? Maybe it could be 2 years. Why, what's the pasuk by 2 years? The pasuk says, so it says it was after 2 years, and it describes yomim as shnasayim, 2 years, as days. There's a pasuk that appears in Miketz, right, the first pasuk of Miketz. Mar says we can't learn from there. Why? Danim yomim she'eni mahim shnayim, shanim rather. We're using a word, the yamim, that appears by Avshalom, doesn't mention the word year. So we want a yamim that doesn't mention year to learn from another place that says yamim without a year, namely Bat Erechoma. And not to prove from a place not from the pasuk in Miketz, which has yamim accompanied by the word shanim. That would not be a congruous gzer shava. Okay, fine. So it can't be 2 years. Well, ve'emish shloshim yom, maybe it could be 30 days. I have the pasuk. It says ad chodesh yomim. There's a pasuk that also appears in Bereishis when it's referring to. It's not Bereishis. I thought it was Bereishis. This looks like a midbar. Must be.
This is when the
shlach, I guess. Yeah. All the complaints right. And stuff. Okay. So ad chodesh yomim. So until the month of days. So danin. So we should learn from a chodesh is yamim. A month is a day, and the word yamim means 30 days. So the Gemara has a similar type of rejection. Danin yamim shein imam chadashim. Mi yamim shein imam chadashim. We're learning from a word that says days without the accompanied by chodesh from another place that says days without chodesh. Va'yochiach zeh sheyesh imam chadashim. And don't bring me a raya from a place where it says days that is accompanied by the word chodesh. Okay, the Gemara says, what about Ve'ema Mehacha? Maybe learn from the following pasuk that appears in Shoftim. It says, Miyamim Yamima, from the day of days. And what's going to be the outcome there? So the rest of the pasuk reads, I'll read it on the side here, Miyamim Yamima, Telach Nebnos Yisrael, Lisanos Levas Yiftach. And there are days that went on. The women of the Bnos Yisrael went to go see the daughter of Yiftach HaGiladi, Arbas Yamim Bashana, 4 days a year. So there the word Yamim is described as 4 days. So the Gemara is again similar rejection. Danin yamim yamim vein danin yamim yamima. No, we wanted to learn the word yamim from a pure word yamim, as opposed to yamim yamima, which is already a different type of phrase. So we can't learn from a different type of phrase. The gzer shava has to be exact, and this is not exact. So Gemara asks the question, which asked probably 10 places in Shas, at least I'm thinking. On the side here, they quote a bunch of them, maybe all of them they quote. It says, but what do you mean? Does a gzer shava have to be the exact word bridging together? V'hatana debay Rabbi Shmuel. V'shava kohen uba kohen. When it comes to the kohen checking out the tumah, the neged tzaras, the kohen returns and the kohen comes. And they make a gzer shava from the word shava uva. Zuhi shiva zuhi bia. So we make a gzer shava coming and going. But those words are not similar. They have the same letter bays, but they sound very different. The shin vase and a vase aleph. It's not really the same word at all. So we see just like there, you can make a gzer shava even though they're not exact and actually pretty different from each other. So why not make the gzer shava of yamim from yamim yamima? So Gemara says, you know, the only time we make a gzer shava like ushavuva when they're so different, it's only honey mile. That's only hecha deleka didamile. That's only when we have no other options. Meaning, it's we have a mesorah. There's a certain gzer shava. We have no words that could be used for gzer shava, so we're forced into a corner. We'll use vashav, the best we could possibly find. But when we have a situation where the words are exact, we prefer to have a gzer shava of exact words as opposed to words that are different. Okay, so and then this is the first understanding of how do we know the opinion of Rebbe that he holds of 12 months. Once every 12 months is when a Nazir Olam is allowed to get a haircut. Gemara now says, Ika da'ami, there are those who have the following discussion. Zimna. What's this going on now?
So the four times a year that they would
go visit Bas Yiftach.
They translated it as lament.
Oh, this is when she was killed by her father.
Yeah. So four times a year, so that's every 3 months. Uh-huh. Assuming that it's evenly distributed.
Uh-huh.
So Yamim Yamima, based on that, means every 3 months.
Okay, so now, so what we're trying to say is here, we didn't really analyze that pasuk. We're saying Ika da'amri minaya dinan dechot flasa yarchin chadazimna. How do we know that every 3 months is one time period? Dilma arba zimne b'shasa. Maybe four times in the year, they went.
And it wasn't every 3 months; it was
dispersed throughout unevenly, right, I guess. Right. So arba yarchin chadzimna, tre yarchin v'chadzimna. It was 4 months and then 2 months. How do you know they're evenly distributed, like you said? And therefore, that's supposed to be rejection, how we can't learn from Yiftach. So let's see the Rashi here. See the Mefarish. The Mefarish says, actually, Tosos actually is a little quicker. We look at Tosos. Tosos says, umishane minaya dinan, it's in the Dira Maskel, telachna. Maybe I'll read from the beginning, telachna. Telachna b'nos Yisrael l'tanos l'bas Yiftach da'al yamim b'shana. They would go lament, yeah, the door of Yiftach 4 times a year. U'mashma b'sof kol shloshim chadashim haluch l'ros. Sounds like every 3 months. There we go. So that's the havamina. Maybe it really means every 3 months, the yamim yamima. U'mishana, and the Gemara answers, minaya dinan de mechalkin hashana b'shava. How do you know they're evenly distributed? Dil matrein yarchin b'chadimna. V'dar yarchin b'chadimna. Maybe it's 2 months here, 4 months there. Since it's unclear how often they went, therefore you can't learn from this pasuk. The less than the melech mamakum shiachol yoshena davar. Shena davar probably katzev or something. It's you can't learn from a place that's unclear the amount of time that we're talking about. That's another reason why we reject the source of Bas Yiftach. Okay, the Gemara now says, Rabbi Nehurai Omer Megalech Achash L'Shalshim Yom. He taught us above, and we're repeating his opinion here, that every 30 days the Nazir Olam is permitted to take a haircut. My time, what was his reasoning? Gavi Kohanim Mishum Deika Kovid Hachanami Ika Kovid. Because with respect to Kohanim, a Kohen, the Pasuk says, I don't know the exact Pasuk, but Lo Tishlach Perer or something, you can't let the Kohen, it's not allowed to let his hair grow long. And we learn from there, from a Kohen from elsewhere, there's a certain source that it means 30 days. 30 days already is considered COVID rosh, it's heavy on the hair, and the Kohen must take a haircut. So too, just like it's considered long by a Kohen, it's considered long for a Nazir, and then Nazir Olam may take a haircut. Rabbi Yossi Omer Megalech, Mayor of Shabbos, Leir Shabbos, he said every Friday one's allowed to take a haircut as a Nazir Olam. Ma'ika Beina Lishar Achohi. Aha. So that's the case. What is the difference between him and his other brothers? Avshalom was one of multiple princes, I would imagine. Well, the Gemara assumes Avshalom had other sons. So what made him any different? Everyone was getting a haircut every single Friday. What made him stick out as a Nazir Olam? So the Gemara says, Yom Tov Shechal Yos Be'emsa Shabbos. If Yom Tov falls out during the week, let's say on a Wednesday, so Lishar Dachuye Megalchin Hulo Megalech. So then the princes would also, every Erev Shabbos and every Erev Yom Tov, they'd get haircuts. Avshalom had to skip an Erev Yom Tov if it fell out during the week. He had to wait, only on Fridays is he allowed to. So that's the nafkamina, those few days he wouldn't get a haircut. Inami, another suggestion of the difference between Avshalom and his brothers was Legluche Min Safra Demala Shabasa, to get a haircut from a Tzafra. What does that mean? Misafra, in the morning of Erev Shabbos, Achuye Megalchin Iu Lo Megalch Ad Panya. So the brothers could get a haircut already Friday morning. He has to wait until the evening to get his haircut. Not the evening, but closer to Shabbos before he's allowed to get his haircut. So Tom asks a pretty simple question here. Let's go back for a second to the Tosus Diba Mascha My Time Agavin Koanim Dika Kovet. By a Kohen, after 30 days is considered Kovet, therefore Rabbi Nuhurai thought by Nazir Olam, 30 days would be considered Kovet. Vim Tomar asks Tosus Vaha Koanim Atman Yalfinu Mistam Nazir. Wait a second, Koanim learn from Nazir. Nazir is the source that the Koanim can't leave for 30 days, let the hair grow for 30 days. Because it says para, it says para by Kohen, it says para by Nazir, and the Makilin Achas L'Shoshim Yom. And Vim Kain, Nalef Nazir Olam, Mistam Nazir Dahavi Shalashim Yom. It's very backwards. Again, Nazir Stam is 30 days. We learn from a Nazir Stam, from the Gezer Shava, that Kohen can't get a haircut, has to get a haircut every 30 days. Now we're being told Kohen is the source for Nazir Olam for 30 days. Why not just be direct and learn Nazir Olam from Nazir itself within the same category? And just tells us V'yesh Lomar Deloma Staber Le Lomar Kedushas Olam Kedushas Shah. It doesn't make sense to learn Nazir Olam, which is a eternal Kedusha, from a Nazir, which is a Stam, a very short period of Kedusha. It's better to learn it from Kohanim, which is a Kedushas Olam. So even though Nazir Olam and Nazir Stam seems to be very similar, it's actually Nazir Olam's closer linked to a Kohen, which is fascinating. But then the next host asks a very interesting question. We're looking for nafkamina between Avshalom and his other brothers, if they would all get haircuts every Friday. So Tosfos asks, "My ika bena l'shar achui v'im tomer v'neima d'ika bena karbanos d'ham mevi v'lohein." What do you mean? Avshalom needs to bring a carbon every time he gets a haircut, and the brothers don't. Very obvious nafkamina. Why did the Gemara leave that one out? V'yesh lomer d'hachi kamar. My ika bena l'betaglachas. Now the question was, what's the difference in terms of haircutting? Yes, there are other differences. That Avshalom can't drink wine. Avshalom has to bring karbanos. But in terms of haircutting, what's the difference? And that's what the Gemara answered, that he can't get a haircut on an erev yom tif that falls out during the week. Okay, back to the Gemara now. The Gemara, a few lines before the new Mishnah, tells us, "Hani arba'im shana, my avidisayu." So, Avshalom, the pasuk told us before that for 40 years he was busy. After 40 years, he woke up and said, "I want to complete my neder." Well, what was he doing for the first 40 years? So, Rabbi Nurai Omer Mishum Rabbi Yeshua Laketz arba'im shana sheshalu lahen melech. At the end of 40 years, that they asked the king. Meaning what? So if you look at the Tosos, Hani, Arbam Shana Lamai, Perish, Deleka Lamemar Arbam Shana Lamalchus Beis David, you can't say as 40 years after David became king, Da'az married Avshalom. By that point, Avshalom already was rebelling. He wasn't consulting with the king at that point. The Ha Mashma Kray Dahaya Melech Chamesh Shanam Acher Ma'i Sezeh, Shloshim Shara Vechad Shmona Shemani Sel Vechad Shemin Meshmaros. Apparently it was already after 5 years that he rebelled, I guess. Certainly 40 years. Umishane Miketz Arbaim Shana Shashalu Lahem Melech, 40 years after Bnei Yisrael requested a king, Shemardu Mamalchu Shel Olam Talab Meridas Vavshalom B'Shelasan Lahem Melech. So it was after that they saw all the different Umos Olam had kings, and the Bnei Yisrael woke up and said, "We also want a king." So when they asked for a king, it was 40 years after that. Apparently Tosfos is alluding to the fact that that led to the downfall and the rebellion of Avshalom himself, I guess. Something along those lines. I'm not holding the history of Tanakh that well. But that's what, after 40 years of asking for the king, that's when Avshalom wanted to fulfill this neder, this nazirus of his. Gemara now says, Tana Osa Shana, that year, Shishalul HaMelech, when they asked for a king, he Shas Eser L'Shmuel HaRamasi. This was the 10th year of Shmuel being the head, the Navi at that point. And then they asked him, and Shmuel had consulted with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu said you could give it to them. The truth is that this Gemara sounds like it was a bad thing. A Tosa sounds like it was a bad thing that they asked for a king. It's really, I think, a three-way machlokas in the second parak of Sanhedrin, whether or not it's a good thing to have a king, a bad thing to have a king, where it's pretty neutral. Look, last week's parsha spoke about having a king. So it says their halachas and mitzvahs of having a king. So how could it be a bad thing to have a king? That's what the Mefarshim deal with. Okay. The new Mishnah tells us now that Stam and Nazir Shloshim Yom, a person takes upon himself Nazirus, doesn't specify amount of time. Stam Nazirus means 30 days. Asks the Gemara, Menachem Mila, how do you know a Stam Nazirus is 30 days? Why is it not 40 days, 50 days? So Amar Rav Masna, Amar Kur, the Pasuk says, Kadosh Yihyeh. That's the Pasuk by Nazir, Parshas Naso. Yihyeh Begimachya Tlosin Havi. The Gemach of Yihyeh, Yud plus A is 15, another Yud plus A is 15, 30. So Yihyeh is 30. We don't have often that the Gemara brings Gemachias. There are a few places, but the source of the Nazir is the Gemach of Yihyeh is 30 days. So Bar Pada Amar Kineged Nazir, Nizru Ha'amur Mitara, Shloshim Chaser Achas. If you look in the Torah, it says the word Nazir or Nizru or some type of derivation of Nazir, it says it 29 times. So what about the 30th day though? That's 29, not 30. So I guess kind of like the, it's the opposite of Chamishim Yom, Tisru, counting 50 days, or really counting 49 days of the Omer. May's 29 days, according to him, only, not 30.
Explain how 29 becomes 30.
Okay. There's an interesting Tosos here. The bottom Tosos writes, Bar Pada Amar Kenegan Zeros Ha'amurim B'Torah Shein Shloshim Chatzar Achas, the 29 appearances of this word. Perish Ksuvim B'Parshas Nazir. If you look in the Parsha, it says 29 times. Wow. Parshas Naso. Okay. So it says Tosos further, U'Chenegdan Moshech, corresponding to that, Moshech Stam Nizirus Chavtes Yom. We're able to learn from this 29 days. To ask Tosfos on the top now, Afal Gav Detim Seshloshim, what do you mean, the 30? Uch Shata Yorid Leminyanim, when you actually count it, there actually is going to be 30. Yeshlomer De Nezer Alokav Al Rosho, that Pasuk? Lo Havim Miminyanim, that's not part of the count. De Hulashin Keser Kidimitar Kaminan Klila, that means Keser. Nazir also refers to a Keser, a crown. So that appearance doesn't count as the Nazir that we're talking about. So even though really 30 times, we only count 29 of them. So the Gemara says, further now, Rav Masna, Nami Nelef Minizru Nazir. So why doesn't Rav Masna learn from the words Nazir Nizro 30 times, or 29 times? So Amar Lecha, Hahu Nidar Drasha. That's used for Drasha. I guess they all have drashas them. All these different appearances have drashas. So let's go through. Miyayim v'sheicha yazir lasso yayim mitzvah kiyayim rishus. That pasuk of yazir tells us that we saw a couple of days ago that a person could ask himself that when a person is a nazir, rather, even yayin shel mitzvah like kiddush avdala will be asur to him as well. When the pasuk says ki yafli lindor neder nazir lahazir. What do we learn from that? What's the drasha there? Milamed shan nazirus chala nazirus. A person has one pre-existing nazirus. He takes upon himself a second time. That's going to be chal as well. So they all have drashas. So says the Gemara at the top of Haman Beis now, Bar Pada Amar Lecha, he says back, Lekachamina and Delav, the drasha. So there has to be one that one of them is not used for drasha. All 29, you're going to make 29 different drashas? Impossible. There's got to be at least one that's available for just being there. And once you have one that's not a drasha, once you could find me just one that's a drasha, then go back to say, kula nami l'minyan, it must be all different appearances are going to be part of the count. Yes, I agree to you, there are going to be some drashas, but they're also going to be counted for the amount of days for stam nazirus. Okay, the Gemara now says, three lines from the top, Tanan Stam Nazirus Shloshim Yom. Misha told us that a person takes upon himself a Stam Nazirus, that means at minimum 30 days. Actually, not minimum, that means 30 days, no more, no less. I guess a person could delay the bringing of the final carbon, but it's 30 days. Bishma Rav Masna Nicha. This all makes sense according to Rav Masna, as we said, because it says the Gemach of Yehiya is exactly 30. Ela leParpada Kasha. Parpada only has 29 appearances, so the Stam Nazir should be Chof Tes Yom, not Shloshim Yom. The Barparda responds back, Aidi de Ika Yom Tlasin de Megaleach, Mevi Karbonosa, Mishim Hachi Tanish Loshim. No, you're right, really, there's only 29 days of keeping it. But the 30 day is where he brings his Karbonos, it's where he shaves his head. So day 30 is counted as part of the Naziris. So we're going to take into account the day of Tara, the completion of it. You're right, again, he's not really keeping the Halachas and Naziris anymore, but it's still part of the process. The completion's part of the process. Right. The truth is if you should look at Tosas for a moment here, Tosas writes, this is a few narrow lines up. He says let's go Mishane, it's not bold, but it says Mishane, Kaman the Ika Yom Tlasin de Megalech Maisi Karbanos there. So since the 30th day you're going to shave and you're going to bring Karbanos. V'asilishos b'yayin l'tam of the mason adshid maybe Karbanos. So you still have to keep the halachas. Meaning on day 30 you're not really a Nazir anymore, but you still have to keep the halachas until you bring a carbon. So they're really ostrichim in practice. The mishum hachi tani tlasim yom, and that's why it says 30 days according to Barpada. The mashach hanazir is ad tlasim yom. They're going to last 30 days. You have to practice 30 days of v'iser. Ki lechachila yeshal lehavi karbonos v'chavtes afilu Barpada el biyom shloshim. You can't bring karbonos on day 29. Fine. What turns out is, according to the first opinion, though, according to Rav Masna, it would appear that day 31 would be when you bring the karbanos. And so really for him, it's really 31 days that you're really practicing. For the first opinion, it's really 31 days that you're practicing it. Okay. The Gemara now quotes a Mishnah. This Mishnah comes from later on in Maseches Nazir. It says, Tanan. Misha Amar Harini Nazir. Person says, I want to be a Nazir. Megalech Yom Shloshim Ve'echad. He should shave his hair, right, day 31, like we just said. So Bishma, so the Rav Masna, Nicha, that makes sense according to Rav Masna, because Rav Masna says a Stam Nazir is 30 days. That means on day 31 is when you're going to shave your head. And the Barpada Kasha, but Barpada thinks a Nazir is really 29 days. And it's in fact day 30 that you shave your hair, not day 31. So what's the Mishnah later on talking about according to Barpada? Barpada responds, Ema Seifa, look at the Seifa. The Seifa says of that Mishnah, Im Gilach Liyom Shoshim Yata. If you do shave on day 30, you're actually Yotze. Ah, why is it worked on day 30? Must be. Day 30 is when it's really complete. Ela Seifa Misayele Reishin Asa Komer Shleimim. So really, according to Parpada now, the Seifa supports him. The Seifa says day 30 you're allowed to shave. That's according to Parpada, who says Nazir, Stam Nazir is only 29 days. And the Reisha is talking about a case where a person said, I want complete days. I want a full complete day. So that means even day 30, you have to be Noheg, Nazirus. The Reisha is a special exception. It's where, again, where a person says, I want Shloshim Yom Shleim. I want 30 complete days. That's the exception. But the Stam case is the Seifa, according to Barpada, which case on day 30 already you're allowed to shave. If that's how we interpret this Mishnah, it becomes a kasha to Rav Masna, who says you really need to shave on day 31. Rav Masna, kasha seifa. According to him, how then are you allowed to shave on day 30? The seifa says, if you shave on day 30, you're yotze. But according to Barpada, you shouldn't be allowed to shave on day 30, even b'dieved, because you're still nazir until 30 days are over. So Gemara says, no, Rav Masna is not a problem with seifa. Kesavar miktas hayom kikulo. Right, important klal we have when it comes to Hilchas Avelos, the day 7, the Shiva, they get up in the morning, Shiva, whatever day of the week, let's say it's a Monday, so right in the morning after they daven, they're ready at Mixiyom Kekulo, we view it as being the full Shiva. Or it happens also for Halachas of Hilchas Nida, so we have Mixiyom Kekulo. So here too, also Mixiyom Kekulo, day 30, as long as you keep the beginning part of the morning as a Nazir, then we view the day as being complete, you've completed your 30 days, and you can ready shave your hair and bring Karbanos. What's that Aleph doing there? Is it asking a question now, I guess? Okay. So Gemara says, what about the Mishnah says, Tana, and the Mishnah tells us, Harini Nazir Shloshim Yom, Im Gilach Yom Shloshim, Lo Yotza. But we have a Mishnah elsewhere that says, a person shaves on day 30, it doesn't work. So we see that we don't apply Mixas Yom Kikulo. The Gemara says, no, Bomer Shlemim. The reason why it doesn't work in that Mishnah is because he said, the guy specified, I want a complete 30 days shleimim, 30 complete days. That's his way of saying, I don't want to have miktsas yom kikulo. So that's how the Gemara ends here. Okay, should we go weiter here? Let's see. It looks like it's going to continue into the next stop, so maybe we'll stop here then. Okay, we'll stop here. Shkoyach. Gadim should be flying back tomorrow.